Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're in Romans chapter 11, and I'm going to read to you a little bit longer passage than I normally do. And if I could title this little devotional, it would be Of Him, Through Him, and To Him. Here we go, Romans chapter 11, beginning at verse 33, where we read, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become His counselor? Or who has first given to Him, and it shall be repaid to Him? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." This is Paul's triumphant conclusion to the consideration of Israel in the place of God's eternal plan. As Paul thought about God's great plan of the ages, he broke into praise. Paul realized that God's ways are past finding out, and God's wisdom and knowledge are beyond us. Only God has this depth of riches. The wisdom and knowledge of God are beyond us, and we should always speak humbly of our knowledge of His counsels and decrees. The quotations from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13, and Job 41, 11 emphasize God's wisdom and sovereign conduct. No one can put God in debt to them. You can try all you want, but you can't outgive God. He will never have to repay a debt to anyone. Though we can't go to the depth of God's wisdom and knowledge, we rest in knowing that He has all things under His care. It is stated with such simple words that we can miss the power of the truth, that of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. Friends, God's great plan is of Him. This plan came from God. It wasn't man's idea. We didn't say, "Oh, I've offended God and I must find a way back to Him. Let's work on a plan to come back to God." In our spiritual apathy and death, we didn't care about a plan. And even if we did care, we're not smart enough or wise enough to make one. It is all of Him. But God's great plan is also through Him. Even if we had the plan, we couldn't make it happen. We couldn't free ourselves from our own prison of sin and self. It could only happen through Him. The great work of Jesus on our behalf is the through Him that brings salvation. And thirdly, God's great plan is all to Him. Ultimately, it's not for me. It's not for you. It's all to Him. It's all to the praise of the glory of His grace, as Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says. It's for His pleasure that we're created, and we find our fulfillment in bringing Him glory and honor. At the end of it all, we can only say this of God: to whom be glory forever. The fact that we can't figure out who God is makes us glorify Him even more. When we understand even some of the greatness of God, we worship Him even more passionately. If you're caught in the quicksand of a self-centered life, then joyfully receive the liberating truth: all things are of Him, through Him, and to Him. That's God's truth for your life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.